It's time to start work.
Two little white mice are sitting expectantly on the palm of my hand.
First of all, I want you to crawl inside my sleeve, climb up my arm, and come out at my neck. If you make it, you'll find there's a little treat on top of my head. I'll sprinkle cake crumbs in my hair. Ready? Up you go. That's right. Up. Up. Go on. Up. Well done, William. Go on, Mary. Oh, Mary, that's brilliant. They're fast learners, Grandmama.
Don't let them run away, will you?
They won't run away. They love their training too much. Oh, come on, Mary.
The next morning, the chambermaid is making my bed when, all of a sudden, William decides to poke his head out from under the sheets.
Mice! My office! Now!
They didn't hurt anyone.
I cannot permit mice in my hotel.
Mr. Stringer is the manager. He is wearing a black tailcoat.
There are health and hygiene considerations.
Health and hygiene? Don't make me laugh.
Madam, this is a high-quality establishment.
How dare you lecture me about hygiene when your rotten hotel is full of rats anyway?
Rats? There are no rats in this hotel.
I saw one this morning. It was running down the corridor into the kitchen.
That is not true.
You had better get a rat catcher in at once before I report you to the public health authorities. I expect they're scuttling all over the kitchen floor, stealing the food off the shelves and jumping in and out of the soup.
Never.
If the health people get wind of this, the entire hotel will be closed before everyone gets typhoid fever.
You are not being serious, madam.
That was never more serious in my life. So, Mr. Stringer, are you or are you not going to allow my grandson to keep his white mice in his room?
May I suggest a compromise, madam? I will permit him to keep them in his room, as long as they are never allowed out of their cage. How does that suit?
That will suit us very well. Come along, darling. Let's go.
But, Grandma, I can't train William and Mary if they're stuck in a cage.
You will just have to, my dear. If that awful chambermaid catches them again, she'll have them drowned in a bucket of water.
Stay there, you two. There must be somewhere out of the way where we can carry on with the training.
I'm wandering through the hotel with one mouse in each pocket, searching for an empty room or a quiet spot of some kind.
Let's see. Lounge? Smoking room? Card room? They've all got people in. Ah, the ballroom. This looks good.
There is a large notice board on a stand by the entrance.
RSPCC meeting. Strictly private. This room is reserved for the annual meeting of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Empty.
The room is empty, apart from rows and rows of chairs all facing a platform. At the back of the room is a large folding screen with Chinese dragons painted on it.
Mr. Stringer will never find us behind here. This is the perfect place for mouse training. Out you come, you two.
William and Mary crawl out of my trouser pockets and sit beside me on the carpet. Very quiet and very well behaved.
Now, the trick I'm going to teach you today is tightrope walking.
I have it all planned. I take out my string and the currant cake that I know Mary and William love, and I start the lesson. I imagine that one day I will become the owner of a world-famous white mouse circus, performing before all the crowned heads of Europe. I'm just getting carried away with this thought when...
This way, ladies, please.
A great flock of ladies is following Mr. Stringer into the room.
I am sure you will be quite comfortable in here. If there is anything we can do for you, then please let us know.
Thank you.
Tea will be served for you all on the Sunshine Terrace after you have concluded your meeting.
Thank you.
I'm watching them through the crack in the screen. waiting for them to settle down.
There must be about 200 of them.
Come sit next to me, Lily dear. I'm rich.